Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ken O'Day. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Chuck Klein. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lon Warnke. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lon Warnke. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Samuel Byrd. Batting second. The right fielder, Ivel Goodman. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Hermann. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Lou Riggs. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ernie Lombardi. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Myers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Alex Camporis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Derringer. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Paul Derringer. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley juggles the ball. That's an error on Bottomley. Cavaretta moves to second. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day hits a fly ball into left field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Samuel Byrd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Byrd hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from O'Day and he is safe. Goodman steals second. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Byrd. Hack reaches second base with a double. Byrd throws the ball into Riggs, who tags Hack trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Myers moves to third. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camporis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 1 in the game. Gallen hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer hits a fly ball into center field. Demery settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 1 in the game. Bird hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from O'Day and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a line drive towards first. Bottomley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Day hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Derringer fields it and throws to first for the out. Cavaretta moves to second. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 1 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 1 in the game. Bottomley strikes out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Riggs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lombardi takes first base on ball 4. Riggs moves to second. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 1 in the game. Myers hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kline hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a line drive towards third. Riggs reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0-for-1 in the game. Camporis hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0-for-2 in the game. Bird hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 0-for-1 in the game. Warnicki hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Riggs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-2 in the game. Gallen bunts towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Warnicki moves to second. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta strikes out. Lombardi drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Cavaretta out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Herman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bottomley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by O'Day for a passed ball. Bottomley moves to second. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Riggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Day hits a pop-up towards first. Bottomley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 2 in the game. Demery hits a line drive into right field. Goodman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 2 in the game. Klein hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hack moves to third. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lombardi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 2 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alex Camporis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camporis is 0 for 2 in the game. Camporis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lon Warnicki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warnicki is 0 for 2 in the game. Warnicki hits a pop-up towards short. Myers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0 for 2 in the game. Gallen hits a fly ball into left field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bird. Cavaretta reaches second base with a double. Herman moves to third. Ken O'Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Day is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Day hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lombardi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Paul Derringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Derringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Derringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges misplays the ball. That's an error on Gerges. Samuel Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird is 0 for 3 in the game. Bird bunts towards the mound. Warnicki fields it and throws to first for the out. Derringer moves to second. One out. Ivel Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields the ball and throws to Warnicki covering. Safe. Derringer moves to third. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman moves to second. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Herman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herman is walked intentionally. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Derringer scores. Goodman scores. Herman moves to third. It's 2-1, Reds. Lou Riggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Riggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demery. Riggs reaches second base with a double. Herman scores. Bottomley moves to third. It's 3-1, Reds. Ernie Lombardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardi is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lombardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bottomley scores. Riggs scores. It's 5-1, Reds. Billy Myers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myers is 0 for 3 in the game. Myers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0 for 3 in the game. Demery hits a ball on the ground towards short. Myers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Campora scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Demery moves to second. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Riggs fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.